I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Friday, May 19th. The opening date for the Adams National Historical Park in Quincy has been pushed ahead again as the Park Service struggles to find park rangers. June 7th is the new opening date for the Adams Mansion on Adams Street and the birthplaces on Franklin Street. The Park Service has twice extended the opening date due to a worker shortage. When they do open, the historic houses will only be open Wednesdays through Sundays from 9 to 5. The Visitor Center in Quincy Center is open Monday through Friday from 10 to 4, and the grounds of the historic homes on Adams Street and Franklin Street are open for free self-guided walking tours from dawn to dusk. The park will close on October 29th. 352 graduates will receive their associate's degrees or certificates during commencement exercises for Quincy College today. The 65th annual ceremony will take place at 11 a.m. at Veterans Memorial Stadium. Kenneth Turner, president and CEO of the Massachusetts Life Sciences Center, will deliver the commencement address. Turner previously worked for Massport and the State Department of Veterans Services. Turner is a retired Navy captain and submarine nuclear weapons system officer with 26 years of service. Today's ceremony will also feature comments from Quincy College President Rick DeCristofaro and Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch. The student speaker is class of 2023 graduate Michelle Alonghi. The ceremony will be live on QATV channels 8 and 1072 and streamed live on QATV.org. Congratulations recently sent to the 23 exceptional seniors of Quincy Public Schools who've achieved a significant milestone by earning the Massachusetts Seal of Biliteracy this spring. The group was recognized by the Quincy School Committee at this week's meeting. The Massachusetts Seal of Biliteracy program recognizes high school graduates with proficiency in English and at least one other language. By earning the prestigious seal, the seniors have showcased their ability to communicate, comprehend, and interact in multiple languages effectively. The achievement not only highlights their linguistic talents, but also reflects their commitment to fostering global understanding and cultural appreciation. 11 students from North Quincy High School and 12 from Quincy High School were honored for their achievements. The Quincy City Council will hold the first of three budget hearings on Monday night to review Mayor Thomas Koch's proposed $405 million spending plan for the next fiscal year. The budget represents an increase of over $33 million, or almost 9%. Koch says the bulk of the increase is for negotiated pay raises and non-union pay raises. The 39th annual Quincy Senior Olympics continues today with a golf tournament at the Furnace Brook Golf Club on Reservoir Road, tee times beginning at 9 a.m. The games then continue Monday with swimming at the Lincoln Hancock School pool. Closing ceremonies and awards night will be next Thursday at 6 p.m. at the Kennedy Center. Tomorrow, Manet Community Health Center on West Quantum Street in North Quincy will hold an informational seminar for people who have questions about mass health. The free event runs from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Sessions will also be held at Manet's Hall and Taunton locations. The Wollaston Garden Club's annual spring plant sale is tomorrow from 9 to noon at the Wollaston Congregational Church. Proceeds help fund community beautification efforts and public lectures. Quinn Cycles and the Quincy Bicycle Commission will hold their annual Ride the Spine bike tomorrow beginning at 9 a.m. at 1 Marymount Parkway in Quincy. Participants can ride either 5 or 10 miles. Squadron 294 of the Sons of the American Legion Morissette Post in Quincy will hold their annual commemorative ceremony for Memorial Day this Sunday at 1 p.m. at Flags for Veterans Island in Fort Square in Quincy. Keynote speaker will be Lieutenant Commander Alicia Ping, commanding officer of the Naval Reserve Center in Quincy. The results of a recent election in Hall have been called into question in the aftermath of a massive fire on Election Day earlier this week. Local leaders opted to keep polls open late. A judge, though, did not sign off on that decision. Now, some town meetings have already been postponed, as the town can't certify the election and can't swear in the presumptive winners of the races until the current issue is resolved. Fire happened at a home on Q Street, drawing an emergency response as flames billowed over the area. But the blaze also temporarily shut down the main road that runs through Hull, leaving the road closed for about an hour. In an effort to keep the election fair for those who couldn't get to the polls earlier in the day, Hull's town clerk decided to extend hours at the town's lone polling place at Hull High School by 2 hours. The town tried to notify residents, posting a message on social media and sending a reverse 911 call. Ultimately, however, roughly 80 ballots cast during the extended hours between 8 and 10 p.m. may have to be thrown out after a Plymouth County Superior Court judge denied the town's request to include the ballots in its count. In the ruling, the judge also questioned if the disruption from the fire undermined the election's validity altogether, writing, quote, "It is certainly possible that some residents were disenfranchised due to the temporary emergency road closure," end quote. Patrick Fan ran for a seat on the Hull Redevelopment Authority. He appears to have won by a mere 15 votes. In a statement, Hull's town manager said that officials are reviewing the court's decision and determining the town's next steps. Well, the man was placed into evaluation at Mass General Hospital after officials say an incident occurred on Wednesday with a rifle. Officers with the Boston Police responded to an apartment building for a report that a man was experiencing a mental health crisis and carrying a hunting rifle. That man had reportedly called 911 and stated that he heard God telling him that if he didn't want to be shot, that he should bring his rifle out, and also that police were out to kill him. Police didn't find the man at that building, but later learned he was at Mass General. When officers got there, his rifle had already been secured. Officers took the rifle from hospital security. The man, believed to be an employee of the hospital but was not identified, was released from custody and transferred to the hospital under a Section 12, a law pertaining to hospitalization during a mental health crisis. State lawmakers are looking to protect healthcare workers by making it easier to punish people who attack them. A bill up for consideration would make assaulting a healthcare professional a felony, punishable by up to 5 years in prison. The bill would also change the process of reporting those assaults. Currently, if a nurse presses charges against an assault suspect, that nurse must appear before a clerk magistrate, recount the incident, and plead their case. The magistrate then decides whether to proceed with filing charges. This bill would eliminate that step. In the past decade, there's been a 110% spike in the number of violent incidents reported against healthcare workers. Check of business news this morning. Stocks were higher. The Dow rose 115 points. The NASDAQ is up 188. The S&P added 39. Asian stocks also higher. The dollar was down. The euro rose. Oil at $72 a barrel. Sports, game two between the Celtics and Heat in the Eastern Conference Finals at the Garden tonight at 8:30. Red Sox are out on the West Coast against the San Diego Padres at 9:40. The National Weather Service forecast for today, mostly sunny at a high 71 degrees. For tonight, clear and lows in the low 50s. Scattered showers and then some heavier rain tomorrow, high of 66. Maybe shower Sunday morning, then turning partly cloudy, high 76, and sunny 66 on Monday. With a boater waves a couple 3 feet, that wind out of the south will increase to 20 knots later today and a high tide right after noon. Sunrise at 5:19, set at 8:02. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Friday, May 19th.